can hear myself. Very good. Yes, thank you, Lynn. Good start. And now let's reflect a little bit upon living hope. One thing perhaps you need to fully understand is that I haven't retired. What's happened is that I used to travel extensively abroad, 4 or 5 trips a year, and to visit countries, European countries, South America, Asia, and many African countries. But now I don't go abroad, but I continue to send people, and I'm very, very much in contact with the people that one kind of pioneered and found over 25 plus years. And so those people we now communicate with, perhaps Zoom or WhatsApp, telephone, different ways of being in touch. And they still gather in some numbers to hear God's word preached and taught. One of the things that we've done is we've been preparing some studies, and these are initially for people abroad, but they are in fact perfectly valid here. And so I've brought some of these, and you're very welcome. There's no sort of donation payment. If you would like to take, this is a study on Galatians, which some of you will know has 6 chapters. This is a study on the book of Esther. I've only got a couple of these, but anyway, the story of Esther, and there are several studies there, chapter by chapter. The amazing story, how God helped her to be able to stand up against Haman and go to the king. And in effect, her decision saved thousands of Jewish lives. So that's her story. And then this one, there are... it saves me popping, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try that.
Thank you. Okay, and this one is some studies on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And basically, this takes you through some of the Old Testament prophecies, the Gospels, the letters, and of course, Revelation. So if you're a house group leader and you want to take one or two of these for your group, you're very welcome. And as I say, I'm just really making them available because they're easy enough to print. And these are distributed at various times across other nations. And then there's the book. Now, I think most of you have got the book. And someone was even telling me today you've just read it. I don't know if you just read it because you knew I was coming. No. Well, some of you know, I used to be a school teacher, so I can be very sort of looking around. And I don't give out materials in the main before I preach because people start reading them and they're not listening to you preach. How many of you have known that happen? Anyway, if you want a book, they are available, but I think most of you will have had one. But if you haven't had one, this is the story of Living Hope over 30 years, and it was written by our son Steve, who I know some of you know. All right, we're going to go into some pictures quickly. You may have seen some of these before, but that's why we'll go through the first ones especially very quickly. The Living Hope family, next, is Elaine and I, and although Elaine, you don't hear her much in public, I couldn't do what I do without her full support behind me. And then, well, this is a large number of our family. We've got 5 sons, we've got 10 grandchildren, soon to be 11, and that family has been very, very supportive, and it's really helped me with the family of Living Hope, because if you have a big family, there are a number of things that you learn. You've got to be fair. You can't make one a favorite. And all of that, even-handed, seeking to do what you can. And so I had no idea that God was going to give me over 30 nations, but that's what's happened. And what I've learned in bringing up our boys is what I try to apply to them, to care for them individually, to care for them regardless of the others. Sometimes they think they're the only one, which is a bit of a problem, but nevertheless, you can get around that. Next. Well, this is the Africa family, and you may or may not know that I asked you some time ago if you might pray for Burundi. And I've got a little bit more to tell you today on that. But Burundi, it is represented up there. Eddie's up there. Just trying to find him. I think Eddie is the third in the top from the left. So I know to get all the pictures on, clearly they couldn't all be the same size. But anyway, lots and lots of different friends and friends that are a great, great blessing. The guy on the top left with his wife Grace is called Aubrey. And Aubrey goes out into villages and invites me to preach, and he will interpret over the telephone. And we've seen literally hundreds come to Christ. Yesterday was a very new experience for Aubrey and for me. He'd gone to a village which he knew there was a lot of witchcraft. He was aware that a lot of the women and even the girls were involved in prostitution. It was a very, very tough place to go. And he, I won't read you his whole report, I have got it, came this morning. But basically, he said, at first they were just so unruly, not really paying attention. But he said, as the word was preached, they began to quieten and began to think about what was being said. And at the end, he said, 51 turned over to Jesus, leaving witchcraft and all sorts of things, saying they were going to renounce that. He's a very good interpreter. I was pretty straight. It's not that you want to deliberately offend people, but sometimes the truth does offend. It does upset people. It does challenge people. The way they're living just doesn't please God. But there was such a wonderful response. And so next week we'll be back in that village. But just very blessed to work with him. Let's move to the next family, which is the Europe family. And this is a family which we have, again, got great affection for. One of the people at the top left, well, in fact, the two at the top left, the one in blue is called Jelko, and the one next to him is called Andrej. Now, Jelko is a Croatian, but he chose to live in Bosnia. Now, that's a really big step, because Croatia is much richer than Bosnia. The standard of living in Bosnia is not as good. But he felt God's call, and he helped with the church there. He's planted other churches now, and he goes to different places. He's got friends in Serbia, in Croatia, in Macedonia, and also he has had a fresh contact in the Ukraine. And so he's becoming quite helpful in maintaining a witness in the Ukraine. And then Andrej from Poland, you know, if you follow the news, you know, Poland has been quite sort of instrumental in this whole Ukraine thing in terms of the support they've given. And they're a country which in their history have known the ruthless side of communism. They experienced what Ukraine experienced, an invasion. You know, the Allied troops were coming from one side and the Russians were coming from another, and they were kind of concertinaed in the middle. But he's a wonderful Christian. He's the head of the Evangelical Alliance in Poland, and he's now got 80 plus churches looking to him. So it's great to know him. And next. Okay, well, these are a number of friends involved in mission going out to places. And I won't go through all those names. But one thing you might notice, if you can read it, is that they're not all English names. And that's quite deliberate. I felt quite early on that it was important to find local Christians in different countries and to give them a chance to go on mission. And so Burundi, which we've mentioned, Burundi, you see the name Peter Kasozi. Now, he's a Ugandan bishop. He's got a school of 1,000 kids. He's planted churches. And one day we were in my garage office back in Lansing, and I said, well, would you like to join me? I'm about to talk to Burundi. And he did, and I was fascinated to discover he knew the Burundi language. And so I said, well, Peter, would you like to go to Burundi? If we support you to go, would you go? And he went, and he's met Eddie, and that's been a good relationship. Moving on quickly, next, the Asia, New Zealand, USA, Israel family. The Israel family, the bottom row, second from the right, that is called, that's a lady called Sahar. And she's in Jerusalem right now. And in the past, when there's been conflict, she can hear bombs going off not far from her apartment. And we just had a text message the other day. And she's a tremendous help. And she translates little talks that I do into Arabic. It's wonderful. These people help me speak all these languages. And I still can just about manage English. But it's great to have people like her. And SJ in India, I think when I was last here, I told you that he had a burden to reach Buddhists and a burden to reach Muslims. And so he asked me to write a tract as to why a Buddhist should receive Christ, why a Muslim should receive Christ. And we wrote that. It's been translated into Arabic and translated into a number of languages in Buddhist countries, into Vietnamese and into Bhutan, and there's Cambodia, and there's others. So you can see, far from retirement, but lots of things happening. And next, the South America family. We have a monthly Zoom call and try to get as many as we can, but we definitely get representation from Ecuador, usually from Peru, and occasionally from Colombia. And it's just great to bring these people together. There's a lady called Chio, and Chio is in one of those pictures, bottom left, the third, right at the bottom, that's Chio on the left. And she is from Peru, but currently living with her husband in Yorkshire. So it's been great to serve the Lord with her, and she translates me into Spanish. Next. Well, there's the media, which has kept growing and growing. And we've done a handbook several years ago for pastors. You'd be surprised how many pastors don't know some of the very basic things. So, for example, say a pastor's married. Well, that's good. But has he ever taken a wedding ceremony? Some have not. So they need a bit of help. They perhaps have handled the death of loved ones, but have they taken a funeral service? No, many of them haven't. They need some help. And of course, some pastors here do as well. And you could talk about the communion. Have you taken communion? Hundreds of times. Have you led a communion service? Another matter. And so trying to be very practical, as well as giving them teaching on fundamental subjects, subjects very much to the gospel, the death of Christ, the resurrection, sin and judgment, hell, heaven, all of these sorts of things. And next, well, this is Rashid in Pakistan. And next, it's still Rashid in Pakistan. And next, it's Rashid again in Pakistan. And next. Okay, well, you might think that's a bit of an odd picture, but there is a reason for it. That is a church being built in Burundi. And Eddie, who you'll see in a picture or two, Eddie is very involved in church planting. He plants a number of churches every year, goes to a place, gathers a people, preaches the gospel, people come to Christ, and having come to Christ, they become a church, and he establishes leaders to work with him. So the next one is Eddie. He looks a bit serious, but he joins our online Bible school most Mondays and every first Friday. So he's quite a well-known figure to other people in Living Hope. But he's got a team. Now, I won't necessarily remember all the names in order, but the next one, okay, one team member is called Francois, and he has a congregation and he works with Eddie. And another, this I think is Anisette. He's another leader. And next, okay, that I think, I have to say, I may have forgotten that. It could be a man called Thierry. And next, I know that's Thierry. I remember that one because he's younger. But what I really wanted to show you was that when you pray for Burundi, maybe I can write down these names for you, but when you pray for Burundi, pray for the whole team. And next one, I think that's Balthazar. So I do know quite a lot of them. But the important thing, a team working together. I only send money to Eddie. So if someone wants to bless Balthazar or Thierry or Francois or Balthazar, they have to go through Eddie. Because I find if you send money to everybody, keeping track of what's done with it is very hard. But anyway, that's all going to continue. And next, well, back to Elaine and me. And we value your prayers as things develop and grow. And great to share with you. Please keep praying for Burundi. They just had elections. The president isn't up for election this time, but the MPs were. Eddie hasn't told me the result of that yet. But it's a country that can be very volatile. And suddenly, you think everything's quiet and peaceful, and then all of a sudden, there's great fighting and war. Even so, I'll finish with this, even so, I was once heading for Burundi, and they said, "We're very sorry, please don't come." And the reason they said don't come was because they said, "Your meetings with pastors will be interpreted as political meetings and they will be closed down." And it won't be a polite, "Excuse me, you all got to go home." They'll probably come in with great force and break up the meetings. So it's not easy to be a Christian in Burundi. So much more, but I'm going to stop there. And Len, I think it's back to you. Thank you.